Wake Forest University Associate Professor of Acting and Directing Sharon Andrews received her BA of Dramatic Arts from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and her MFA in Directing from the University of North Carolina at Greensboro. She now teaches directing, acting, playwriting, introduction to theater, and first-year seminars at Wake Forest University, and she directs annually for the University Theater. Sharon continues to direct and act outside the university as well, with groups including UNCG Theater, Twin City Stage, Winston-Salem Theater Alliance, the North Carolina School of the Arts, and Paper Lantern Theater. She shared her view from the director's chair during a 2009 Paper Lantern production of Dead Man's Cell Phone by Pulitzer Prize finalist playwright Sarah Rule.
There's always lots of interesting sort of conversation about, is an actor's job or director's job to get exactly what it is the playwright intended, right, and put that on stage. Others will argue that there's no way we can know exactly what the playwright intended. So it is by nature collaborative. These actors bring their artistry and their observations of human nature and their skill with their bodies and voices to these characters. And sometimes playwrights go, oh, that's exactly the person I saw. And other times they will say, oh, that's not exactly what I saw, but that's really cool. so it's all really dependent too on the playwright and the relationship between the playwright and the artist who are bringing the play to life.
Where do you fall, and where's your comfort zone in terms of how you approach this play?
Well, this play is pretty far outside of my comfort zone.
In what ways?
I'm pretty good at directing American realism. That's where my comfort is, my sense of understanding the psychology of characters and, you know, Tennessee Williams and Arthur Miller, I'm at home. Sarah Rule is a whole other ballgame. She was a poet first. Her sense of language is very diamond-like. It's very clear. It's very economical. She writes in a very fanciful, fantastical kind of way. I mean, we have stage directions that say it snows paper, or there's a moment where it says a cell phone ballet. That's it. That's the stage direction. And so, you know, so where I can go and say, okay, let me figure out what Willie Loman is all about, I can do that. But when I have to go, what does she mean by let's have a cell phone ballet? It sort of forces me into a different way of approaching a play. And it's good. It's good. It's scary, but it's good.
Maybe you could just tell me one or two things that you've learned through this process. I mean, directing this specific play.
Well, I've been really lucky. It's an incredible team. You know, every time we talk about theater, we say it's a collaborative art form. And so the collaborators in this are really wonderful. So one of the things I've learned is to be quiet, to allow the actors to bring what they know and what they feel and what they understand about the characters. Good things happen if I keep my mouth shut.
Wake Forest University Associate Professor of Acting and Directing Sharon Andrews. She spoke with me prior to her 2009 Paper Lantern Theater directorial debut of Dead Man's Cell Phone by award-winning playwright Sarah Rule. Locally, Sharon has directed for Wake Forest University Theater, Twin City Stage, Winston-Salem Theater Alliance, University of North Carolina at Greensboro Theater, and the North Carolina School of the Arts. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.